Greetings, I'm James Gilliland, your host, and we're with Ysetti Stargate TV, Ysetti Stargate Rumble, Ysetti Stargate YouTube. We're also on the BBS Radio Network and a few others out there. So it's we're getting out there. Anyway, it's going out to millions, which is great. So let's get into it. This is coming from the perspective of the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders involved in planetary liberation, the awakening and healing of humanity and the Earth. So almost every aspect of your leadership, religious, business, medical, and political institutions have been corrupted. I think we know that. And this includes the spiritual and the UFO communities. You know, many even of the conspiracy groups have been heavily infiltrated. So that's why we're getting such crazy information and contradictory information right now. NASA, which stands for Never Straight Answer, has a lot to answer for, like helmets filling with water on spacewalks drowning astronauts, which are actually done in a pool, fake moon landing videos. And now the scientists stranded on the space station for months, mysteriously adorning Christmas attire. Where did it come from? So did a stagehand run up and open the hatch and throw it in there and put these on for the photo shoot? You know, it's just ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. But and I guess China's going to be releasing a lot of their footage from the moon, and it shows structures and buildings and some things intact on the dark side of the moon. So that's going to be all coming out. If it has, some of it's come out already. But this is all about to change, and we're in the middle of that change right now. So rather than calling the off-worlders craft UFOs, they changed it to UAPs to distance themselves from the past. You know, going forward, unburdened by what has been, avoiding all responsibility for the cover-ups, the deadly force used against whistleblowers, contactees, even those who just knew too much. They don't want the fact that they have been in contact with malevolent ETs doing trades, human genetics for technology, aka abductions, which includes cattle as well. So this includes DOMs, deep underground military bases, some of which were occupied by self-serving aliens, reptilians, greys, etc., which have infiltrated the global power structures, the global elite, the top tiers of almost all institutions. They are the puppet masters using morally and integrity challenged humans to do their bidding. So do you think any of these people really want disclosure? You know, we have to just use a little common sense here to figure this out. It's obvious. Excuse me. Kilauea erupted, and we've got a lot of fog, a lot in the air, and a lot of ash. So it's really getting to people. But the international banksters, warren disease profiteers, billionaire eugenicists, all owe their allegiance to a darker unseen force, some refer to as satanic or Luciferian. They're also behind the planned opposition and controlled narrative within the UFO community and major disclosure movements. They're in direct opposition to the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. Just bringing you this message, you know, results in psychic attacks, technological voodoo, and other means of censorship, and trying to stop this message, basically. So that's been going on for almost 40 years with me, so I'm just used to it. So those who have contact and are working with benevolent ETs, those who are not morally and integrally compromised, are a direct threat to the very foundation of the dark arts. So in the UFO communities, the people that are really authentic and, you know, they don't have an extreme monetary vested interest in their message, and they're ready to change if they need to and things like that, you know, those people are a threat. So they got to keep the controlled narrative going. But the Great Awakening and the planetary liberation is revealing the knowledge of who the controllers and enslavers are, followed by liberation from these malevolent darker forces. Unfortunately, the UFO community has been totally infiltrated by these darker forces. They control the narrative, who speaks at the major conferences. They control the media outlets. even the documentaries, which is why the cover-up continues. So information concerning the multidimensional spiritual off-worlders, our ancient ancestors, and the advanced in-earth folks is taboo, within the presently extremely compromised field of ufology. Those beautiful electric blue and gold ships rising from the oceans, a lot of those are coming from the inner earth. They're not drones. Anyway, keeping contact in the past using fear, demonizing the benevolent ones, character assassination, even physical assassination is how they control the narrative. So what would happen if the skies were filled with benevolent ships? People were being contacted globally by benevolent ETs. How would they muddy the water, keep the fear going, get people to give up their power to them to deal with benevolent contact, manufacture what is occurring in our skies as a global threat? It's called release the drones. Anyway, make them look alien with extremely bright, flashing, multicolored lights. Blame the Russians, China, some other adversarial country. Create a wave of fear, a global threat with holograms and drones to consolidate power. Then you install your own people, planned opposition to warn people, brag about their previous knowledge of these events, claiming to be prophets when in truth they've always been a part of the plan. They raise their fists at the government and rogue agencies in defiance, with their other hand taking a check from the very same folks. And they're steering all the attention and funding away from those working with the spiritually and technologically advanced beings and benevolent beings that have transcended war, disease, poverty, possess miracle healing technologies, including fuelless energy, anti-counter-gravity, everything we need to clean up the planet. Anyway, that it's crazy. Contact with benevolent ETs would create a quantum leap in technology and evolution, not the Green New Steel, which has nothing to do with cleaning up the environment. In truth, the Green New Steel is a massive redistribution of wealth back to the billionaire eugenicists who made the toxic mess in the first place. Not just the air, the water, the land, the very processed food you eat is full of carcinogens. So I really want you guys to look. There's that these pipelines, that they're putting in, and it's just a little swath through the forest, cut through there for these pipelines. And then you look at a huge mine, where they're mining lithium and other metals and precious metals, and you see the whole forest would be gone. It would just be a big pit, and then they got child labor and all the other stuff going on, forced labor. It's insane. So when everybody wants to go electric and electric cars and everything else, you need to go look at how these batteries are made and see what kind of an environmental impact that's going on. So again, this is too is about to change. A complete overhaul of leadership on Earth is occurring globally. Everything will be revealed. The masks are coming off. The clones are malfunctioning. The shifters are losing the ability to maintain human forms. The conspiracy folks are getting the opportunity to say, "I effing told you so," over and over. So almost every conspiracy has now been proven correct, from Kennedy to anti-vaxxers and stolen elections. A mail-in ballot fraud study finds Trump almost certainly won, not the landslide in 2024, but in 2020 as well. So, at what point do we start telling that, listen to the truth tellers and start listening to the pathological liars in the legacy media? They're in free fall, totally collapsing. Did you know Musk bought MSNBC, The View, and a few other social engineering outlets, according to the news he has? So I say, why not? We should replace one of the shows with babbling bull shitters exposing all of their lies. I'd watch that show. And just put in every single one of their lie and have each politician, each newscaster, everything. And just, over the past years, just put all of their lies together and then the truth, right next to their lies. And then just pretty soon there'll be no more. Nobody will listen to them. It's pretty much already happening though. Anyway, watch the eyes and observe what they do, not what they say. The Great Awakening is the great reveal. It's multidimensional chess, not for the muggles and normies and those lacking in a soul connection, thinking they're just a meat suit and a personality. I mean, those people are just going to be cannon fodder, basically. They're going to have no idea what's coming. And that's what they've chosen. They've chosen not to know. I mean, it's out there for everybody. So anyway, although the masses are going to have to come to terms with all of this eventually, that's their responsibility, their choice. The planetary awakening and liberation is going forward. And again, nobody can stop what is coming. As spoken before, our solar system is moving through a highly energized place in space. The sun is going ballistic as other suns, all connected to the great central sun. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. Solar flares and CMEs, coronal mass ejections are piggybacking, creating social, economic, and physical earth changes. Social unrest, severe weather, an increase in tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, and volcanic eruptions globally are all part of this process. And soon after writing this monologue, Kilauea erupted, as was expected. California's rumbling quakes are being felt globally, in some places never before, So the earth has to release this energy. She's expanding, she's growing, and we just need to pay attention, basically. So with the influx of higher consciousness and energy, there'll be a cry for freedom, universal law, universal peace, brother-sister love, individual freedom and prosperity for all, the end of tyranny and the war and disease profiteers. There'll be also an end to the deceptions because people are going within, trusting their own inner sensitivity and inner guidance, becoming more telepathic, more empathic. So the morally integrity impaired self-serving deceivers will be revealed. There's no place to hide. Karma or action reaction will be amplified and accelerated, becoming almost instantaneous. They're going to fall on their own swords and be buried under their lies and disinformation, only to hang out, with other creepy crawly vermin where they should be, basically. And truth will be victorious. Beware of those screaming victim. There's always more to the story. And they made their beds, and so a lot of times they need to sleep in them. But anyway, I see a lot of these people that are full on deceivers and manipulators and persecutors. Now they're getting their comeuppance, and now they're playing the victim. They've switched from the persecutor to the victim. Poor me, And it's just, it's usually not a poor me thing. It's just their karma coming around. So, do you think it's an accident Bill Clinton went down, Mitch McConnell went down, Nancy Pelosi went down? Quite a few others have gone down with mysterious accidents and afflictions. Politicians, music and movie stars, major CEOs are all disappearing or having career-ending experiences. The Epstein and Diddy lists are coming out. Dems, rhinos, actors, and musicians are all fleeing the country. None of this by accident. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is doing everything they can to destroy America on the way out, including pardoning and commuting sentences of mass murderers, rapists, some real hardcore psychopaths. What would be the reason for this? What do they have planned for these criminals once they're out? Selling the border wall materials, pennies on the dollar, before Trump can use them to fulfill his promises, do what he was mandated to once again secure the border. How is that helping America? And you might want to check out how many politicians took cartel money. So why would anybody support child, drug, and sex trafficking if there was no personal gain? I mean, you got to think about that. Either they're taking huge bribes or they're part of it. They're part of the sex trafficking. And there are a lot of pedophiles, in politics. So anyway, Putin just said, we're putting an end to the vampires, those that consume humans and line their pockets with money. He knows what's going on. And this war over there in Russia is a war against the global elite. It's not, has very little to do with anything else other than a big land grab. They tried to come in and do a big land grab. NATO did. And, Putin drew several red lines and they just kept moving forward, and they're doing, Tulsi Gabbard, we talked about the last show, she blew the whistle on it. They have massive bio labs there, and they're creating, new what are they, oh, I didn't want to go, I mean, I could go on and on, but it's, they have new improved new and improved flus and coronaviruses and all the other thing. I'll probably get censored for talking about this, but they also are doing adrenochrome there, and so there's a whole. I think there's at least 40 something. There might be even more biolabs over there that have the Biden's name on them. Imagine that. So anyway, there are Democrats calling for a mass march and insurrection against Trump, the very thing he was accused of by them for doing, refusing a duly elected president who won both the popular vote and the electoral college in a landslide, voted for by the people despite intense election tampering by the Dems, falls under election. All that falls under election tampering, basically treason, a few other high crimes and misdemeanors. So it's not the J6 people that should be in jail. It's actually the opposite. And I think that is going to happen. There's going to be a lot of pardons going out so these people can cover their tracks. Anyway, so why are these people not picked up when the evidence is undeniably, blatantly, out in the open, in their own words and deeds? Their lust for power and the loss of power has made them go mad. So these people, the Jan 6 committee, all these guys in there, they were all part of the, Russian collusion, all this other stuff. All of these people are just going nuts. They're going mad. They have no foundation, like Schiff and company. These guys have absolutely no foundation whatsoever for all the attacks and claims and that they're doing. They're even, I can't believe it, they actually said, they're saying Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset. Seriously? I mean, I put my life in her hands. I think she's 100% in integrity. But anyway, that's why they're threatened by her, because she is authentic and she's 100% in integrity. So good luck with that. It's not going to work. So anyway, now just saying Merry Christmas makes them totally lose it, as demonstrated by Kamala's rant against Christmas. It just really pisses off their demons. So I mean, just the word Jesus and Christ or anything like that just throws them into a rampage. So anyway, love, joy, bliss, sharing and service to others is threatening like kryptonite to these folks. So is noble virtue, masculine energy, protecting the family and others, all because you're a mirror to everything that they're not. This thing that happened in the subway where they lit this woman on fire and nobody did anything and everybody just let her burn, to me is really sad, because now, everybody's afraid to get involved because they're going to end up being charged. If they try to help, they're probably going to end up being charged with murder or something. It's really bad. And then the respect for human life is just gone. And the people that would do such a thing, somebody's sleeping and they set them on fire in the subway. I mean, those people will get their sentences commuted and probably saying, okay, no more playing with matches. You understand now. That's probably, who knows what's going to happen in New York. Usually they used to just be a merry-go-round. They just let them back out on the streets again with no consequences. But I know the new law in California where, you steal, you go to jail, shoplift, go to jail. Boy, they're filling up. They're filling up the jails now. So, and these people go, what? What? We go to jail now? And they can't believe they're being taken to jail. They thought they'd just steal and nothing would happen. Anyway, so, but anyway, then don't back down, watch them squirm, kill them with truth, love, and kindness. And have fun with it. After all, God, Creator, Great Spirit is flooding the planet through the holidays, so it's okay for you to do it as well. Channel the love, joy, and bliss of God into every situation. That's what the masters do. As Paul said, when you're walking in love, you're walking with God. The absence of love means something else is steering your ship. So put on that red cap and have fun this Christmas. Oh, was that politically incorrect? I was referring to the MAGA hat or the Santa hat. Which one? Which one triggers you? So when was politics ever correct? Why does it say politically correct? There's nothing correct about politics. Anyway, seriously, drop the socially engineered division program, the shame game. It's a real bad joke that's overstayed its welcome. And also, please don't shoot Santa and the reindeer by mistake. His sleigh has pretty stealthy, and there's no blinking lights, just a red one, Rudolph's nose, so Santa has a heavy load this Christmas, so he'll be flying low, lots of coal and indictments to deliver. And oh, did I tell you Santa went MAGA? He's been red-pilled. So have the benevolent ETs. So anyway, have fun with that because it's all changing. All right, now for some serious news. I wanted to cover this because every Christmas we do this. I really should have done it last week, but the real story of Jesus to start with, he was not born in a manger. He's born in a cave. It still exists to this day, and it's gated for anyone that wants to investigate. So you go there to his birthplace. There's a cave. There's a gate across it. It says the birthplace of Joseph and Mary. So anyway, you can check that out. And Joseph and Mary were there for the Roman census taken every 5 years from August to October. The fig trees ripened in August. So the story about the fig tree and the census puts Jesus's birth most likely in August or somewhere close. So, and that might answer the question why they call him the Lion of Judea. His birth had to be before October because that's when the census closes, and they would have missed it. So the date of his birth was installed later near the winter solstice, the pagan holiday, to move people away from the pagan holidays. Jesus isn't really his name anyway. His real name is Yeshua ben Joseph. It's Yeshua born of Joseph. So they use a Y for the J in the old times. But anyway, Jesus was given to him by the Greeks, which means son of Zeus, their highest pantheon god, So that's where that word came from. And, it was quite an honor to be bestowed that name. So the Immaculate Conception was genetic tampering. When Joseph said, "I will not marry this woman, she is with a child, and I have not known her," the translation is he did not mate with her. Because when they say he had not known her, it means didn't have sex with her, basically. So Gabriel, an archangel, appeared to him and said, "This is our child, or God's child. You rear him as your own." And this is a direct result of a greater plan, which we'll explain. So Mary had pure genetics from the first Lyrian colonies. The Andromedan, mythologically known as archangels, genetics were added to the embryo in Mary to create a body that would hold the soul force of Jesus. He would have burned out the synapses of a regular body. And we can do that today with a laser. We can shine it through a frog egg into a salamander egg, and the salamander becomes the frog. So transferring DNA is very easy. It's not a hard thing to do. So Mary, who referred to her son as the fair-haired boy, and other accounts of him standing ahead above the crowd, show a genetic upgrade occurred. And this is going on to this day to help humanity evolve. Many of the light workers today have been genetically upgraded. The genetics of very advanced humans from spiritually and technologically advanced races have been added to the human genome to help us evolve and not do ourselves in, basically. So before Jesus incarnated, the higher consciousness and energy of 12 ascended masters was transferred to him, thus picking the 12 disciples and transferring the knowledge to them. So Jesus was 13, and he represented Yahweh, the God of love and peace. And so anyway, I was telling people this. The holidays here, I was in deep meditation, and some people, God actually appeared to me, and I was blown away. And I was telling them this story, and they said, "No way." And I said, "Yahweh." Sorry, I had to do that. But anyway, we got to keep our humor going with all this stuff. So they kicked out the previous God, the jealous, wrathful God of the Old Testament. So is God jealous, wrathful, genocidal, as the Old Testament describes, or is God all loving and all forgiving, as Jesus describes? Jesus fulfilled a prophecy that there shall come a great one that will bruise the head of the one who bruised the head of man. So now you understand, is God schizophrenic, or were there two gods, two entirely separate events? Now the Bible can finally make sense. You cannot fear God and love God at the same time, with the soul buried under fear, guilt, and unworthiness. This creates a barrier, diminishes union with the God within. So as you move up the dimensions, the vibrational continuum, there's more love and joy and bliss. The highest dimensional beings are just pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss. So God, the absolute, does not possess an ego. It cannot judge, which is why Jesus said, "Neither do I judge thee, nor does my Father judge thee. Go and sin no more." So sin is an archery term, which means you miss the target. The only real sin is not gaining the wisdom from the experience. And we evolve by magnetizing people and events into our lives, again, to gain the wisdom from the experience. We learn from our mistakes. That's how we evolve. So you're always forgiven because forgiveness is unlimited. And when we act outside of universal law, we create karma or action reaction. And the guilt that we carry creates the reaction. And so it's all, we keep our books and we can erase our books and forgive ourselves and forgive others and move on. So it's not God that's judging or punishing us. So again, we have to forgive ourselves, then forgive others, release the past so as not to get locked into karma, a repeat performance of the reoccurring past. So as a gift to yourselves this Christmas, forgive yourself and others, celebrate as Christ in Mass in service to others, free yourselves. You know, you're already free and forgiven in God. So we had to think of a different name for God because that name has been so messed up and abused. Anyway, Jesus was the exemplar Christ, and he came, you know, the Christ just means, it means the union of God and man. And when you unite and you become one, that's when you have Christ consciousness. And it's not just one individual. There were people that expressed that here on earth, not just one, there was more than one. And we need to understand how this works out because there'll always be a division if we don't. We'll always be separate from God. So again, he became one with a one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. So atonement can be better expressed as at-one-ment. So why do you say you're all gods, children of the Most High? The temple is within. Said ye are God several times. You know, God is closer than the hair on your head. You know, contemplate omnipresence and ask yourself how you can be separate. So only our beliefs create separation. And there's always a lie in belief. So no matter what everybody's belief systems are, we need to be able to let go of those and take on expanded realities. Because in every belief, there's a lie, you know, so we need to understand that. Anyway, fear, guilt, unworthiness are barriers to love, joy, and bliss. They're barriers to contact with the source, creator, great spirit, whatever you want to call it. And it's also the barrier to contact with the higher dimensional beings, even if very spiritually and technologically advanced ETs. So forgive yourself and others. Drop the illusion of separation. Your souls are waiting. Access to the soul is through the heart, and the soul is your own personal connection to God or creator or great spirit, whatever name you want to give it. So my little Christmas gift to everyone who has ears to hear, Christmas is an awesome time because whether Jesus was born on December 25th or not, the collective is focused on love, joy, Christmas cheer, and giving. So what better time to become enlightened? Dates and times are irrelevant, you know, they're, especially if it takes you out of the heart and out of your joy. So the message is what is important. You know, the Native Americans always say every day is Sunday. You know, most people go to church on Sunday and they screw up all the rest of the week. But they said, no, every day is Sunday. And it's more of a way and a walk. You know, it's not, you know, it's not a religion. So we need to get to that. But anyway, there's so much going on right now. I don't even know where to start, but things are moving really fast. Also, too, I heard the MedVeds are going to be released sometime in January, probably later in January. And it looks like the quantum system is going to kick in, too, about that time. So it looks like January is the month. Everything's finally going to happen. Now, a lot of people go, oh, you've said that. And over and over, I go, no, I haven't said that. Don't attach my message to other people's messages. I've always said, not yet. It's not time yet. Some certain people have to kind of be disappeared and get out of the way. And they're still around. And I think January is going to be the big cleanup and pickup time. So it's already happening. It's been happening for quite some time, but it's going to start really escalating. So anyway, I really think January is going to be, you know, this next 2 or 3 months, it's just going to be crazy. Things are going to move really fast. And so hang on to your hats, get your popcorn, and do whatever you can to help usher in this process. The Earth is ascending. We're taking a quantum leap in consciousness and energy. It's a massive planetary lineup happening right now. It's a perfect time for meditating, and I do a little prayer. I'll share it with you. I go, it's the original prayer of Jesus, but in Aramaic. But basically what I do is I say, oh, cosmic birther, Father, Mother, God, come forth. And then I ask for what I need. I ask for healing, to restore this body, to clear my mind, whatever I need, for protection and things like that. And I do that prayer like two or three times a day, at least two times a day. And I do it before Skywatch. I really center in and I do a little prayer. And lo and behold, all of a sudden these ships just power up and fly right over my head. They get excited, when we, there's one, I'll have to find that. There's one video of this woman talking to this light ship. It's a big old plasma ship sitting there. And then she goes, says something like, Merry Christmas, and Jesus loves you. And all of a sudden the ship started going crazy. You could tell it was getting really excited, because these ships are just pure consciousness and energy. They're like Merkabas. And the ship is just going, doing all these flashes and crazy thing. And every time she would say Jesus, it would flash. Like in support. So there's a direct connection there. So, the drones and all this other nonsense going on, it's a big distraction. Don't buy into it. There's something much bigger happening. And there is massive contact going on right now. The spiritually and technologically advanced ships are coming in. Some of these negative ETs and the drones and things seem to be falling out of the sky lately and not working out too well. So, the drones are just another big power grab. Let's see what we can get away with. Let's see if we can have 100% surveillance, 24/7 on people. Let's see if they'll give us that power, and by creating this threat. I mean, basically, you got to pay attention to what the end game is, and then you can see how everything fits into it. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to have to sign off. Basically, and despite all the nonsense going on out there, I'm hearing so many crazy stuff, just people just going at each other, for the throat. And I have to laugh because basically I'm picking coffee, to be honest with you. And we're picking coffee, pulping it, drying it. Bumper crop this year. It's insane. And so I've just been in the fields, the past couple of years, basically. And if I'm not at the ranch teaching workshops or classes, I'm picking coffee. So I really don't have time for all the distractions and the nonsense going on. And yeah, I've never lost an argument with a coffee tree. And we seem to get along really well, a lot better than most humans. So anyway, on that note, just find your center, stay centered, and don't get sucked into all the craziness and the dramas, in the days to come. There is going to be a lot of end time madness, a lot of people going down, a lot of people, they're going to lose their kingdoms because they're built on ill-gotten gain. Everything's being accelerated and amplified. So there are going to be a lot of changes, but it's a good thing. And just realize the end result's going to be awesome. So on that note, have a great evening, signing off, and keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Zoom in more. I know I can, but my fingers don't work. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. There we go. Let's see if I can zoom in. That's kind of cool. Look at that. Can you talk to me? Can you hear me?
Jesus loves me. Oh, you know Jesus. You know Jesus. Jesus is awesome, isn't he? Yes, he is. God is good. God is good. God is good.
Massive.
There's a massive power up?
There's three of them.
There's three?
Wow. My God, man.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, hold.
You getting it done?
Yeah, I got them.
Yeah.
Whoa. This one's powered up. Oh, yeah. Got it.
Rita, let me see it.
Oh, my God, got it.
Big boy.
Where'd the other one go? Oh, I got the other one coming in.
Mental.
Maybe the back one will power up.
Wow. Oh, he powered up.
Oh!
You got it, man?
Yeah, I got it.
Right up there for anybody else.
Yeah,
nice and low. Whoa, that thing just speeded up. Yeah, it just sped up all of a sudden. It's like, it's kind of driving crazy. It's powering up. It's getting brighter. It's way too low for a satellite.
It is way too low.
Oh, look at this. It's
gonna power up. Power up. Got it. Oh, nice. Yeah. Got the power up.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Oh, God. I got this. Yeah. This is amazing.
This is amazing. Yeah. That's a Billy Moore. Right?
I got it. I got that all the way.
I just spilled my coffee.
You know, that filled the whole screen.
When you see my clothes, it was coffee.
I think you got a little too excited on that one.
That was epic.
There.
Massive.
Okay, so
massive.
There's the tree.
There's two coming together.
There's another one. Look.
Where?
Right there. Yeah. Up and left.
Oh, one coming from the
one.
Oh, they're going to cross.
Yeah, right there.
I can see them with naked binoculars.
I got night vision.
I don't get. Oh, yeah. I got it. Look at this. Here's the cross.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Holy shit.
One's powered. Oh, they powered up. They got brighter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was powered up. Look.
One on the right, bigger.
Oh, yeah. I got them both. They're crossing.
Let's see
what happens. Look at that. See that? Look, I got them both
big
in there.
Up right above.
Oh, yeah.
Right above us. Big power up.
Gonna power up.
Bigger.
Oh, another one. Damn.
Straight above us.
Another one powered up right above us.
Those two just crossed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know which one to film. Oh, there's another one. Hey, there's one coming right towards it. There's one underneath it. They're crossing. It's speeding up, though. Look at it. It's going a lot faster. It is right there. Light it. Oh, two. Look at that. They just crossed. See that? They just crossed, two of them. Oh, another one just crossed right above it. There's a speedy one going over the top of it. Oh, check this out. There's a little one coming right on the tail of the other one. No, I got it on film. It's straight, it's a little bit towards the mountain. It's in a cloud and it's flashing. Nice. Nothing where it's flashing. You can't see it. It has no. It's just flashing out of nowhere. Okay, there's the house, the trees. Right over the house.
see it? Right, it powered up right over us. It's doing it again. It was huge. It was massive.